Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, friends. Welcome to Sunshine Saturday. This is Maureen, God's Warrior Princess, and our gospel for today is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 5 to 25. Glory to you, O Lord. In the days of King Herod of Judea, there lived a priest called Zechariah, who belonged to the Abiha section of the priesthood. And he had a wife, Elizabeth, by name, who was a descendant of Aaron. Both were upright in the sight of God and impeccably carried out all the commandments and observances of the Lord. But they were childless. Elizabeth was barren, and they were both advanced in years. Now it happened that it was the turn of his section to serve, and he was exercising priestly office before God. When it fell to him by lot, as the priestly custom was, to enter the Lord's sanctuary and burn incense there. At the hour of incense, all the people were outside, praying. Then there appeared to him the angel of the Lord, standing on the right of the altar of incense. The sight disturbed Zechariah, and he was overcome with fear. But the angel said to him, "Zechariah, do not be afraid. For your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth is to bear you a son, and you shall name him John. He will be your joy and delight, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He must drink no wine, no strong drink, even from his mother's womb. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit, and he will bring back many of the Israelites to the Lord their God. With the spirit and power of Elijah, he will go before him to reconcile fathers to their children and the disobedient to the good sense of the Lord, preparing for the Lord a people to for him." Zechariah said to the angel, "How can I know this? I'm an old man, and my wife is 80 years. The angel replied, "I am Gabriel, who stand in God's presence, and I have been sent to speak to you and bring you this good news. Look, since you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time, you will be silenced and have no power of speech until this has happened. Meanwhile, the people will wait for the Lord of God, and those who fight will be stayed in the mountain for so long. When he came out, he could not speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in his life, but he could only make sense to them in the Lord. When his time of service came to an end, he returned home. Sometime later, his wife delivered him. In 5 months, she kept to herself, saying, 'The Lord has mended for me, now that it has pleased him to take away the humiliation I suffered in public.'" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We Christians, especially Filipinos, always believe in the saying, "Habang may buhay, may pag-asa. Now there's life, there's hope." Yet, at some point in our lives, we falter, especially after waiting for so long. Our prayers are still not answered. Just like Zechariah, when he heard the news that he is having a child, he still had a second thought. Though he prays unceasingly and lead a fully devoted Christian life, at the back of his mind, he already doubts that his prayer will come through because he knew that it's no longer possible. But with perseverance and strong faith, their prayer has been heard. Instead of embracing the impossibility and stop praying, they make it more the reason to stay connected with God, though they knew that it's already impossible for them to bear a child they never lose their faith and connection with God. My dear brothers and sisters, maybe some of you still have unanswered prayers, and it's been quite a long time, and you feel doubtful and already losing hope. The Lord don't mind if we express our disappointment, our anger, our sadness, and our doubt with Him. But for as long as we stay connected and remain faithful to Him, at the end of the day, just like what Angel Gabriel assured to Zechariah, that the Lord our God always listens and our prayers are being heard. So my dear brothers and sisters, recall your long list of prayers now. And you might not know it, your goodness is on its way. May I invite everyone to pray? Father, thank you for always listening and hearing our prayers. And sorry for the times that we doubt your ways. Give us the gift of patience to wait for your perfect timing and increase our faith to always trust in your ways. Amen. Always remember, brothers and sisters, good things comes to those who wait. Have a blessed Sunshine Saturday.